that you under these names?
Like what?
I
washed my hands.
You can take that in one right there. I think no one told the poor guys.
I think I met this five guys first.
There you go.
Every I did this at the old building, and yesterday
I was teaching. You never. No. Never. Alrighty. This is agenda A04-13 of Public Health Commission Nevada. Present in Carson City.
Rebecca Wagner.
Dave Noble.
And I'm Leighton Bergstadt in Las Vegas. Item 1A is comments from the general public on topics that pertain to items on the agenda. Are there any members of the public listening to take part today?
No members of the public.
Okay. You're in Las Vegas. Okay, item 2A is brought to us by Ms. Jackson.
Thank you, Chairman. Item 2A is an amendment to our furlough policy 4.3. And the changes are simply housekeeping in nature. They're as a result of the last legislative session. There's some changes to the bill number and the fiscal year. The policy itself has not changed. Employees are still required to take 48 hours of unpaid furlough leave each fiscal year. And this does require the commission action today.
Any questions or comments?
Nope.
I have none.
Okay. And I would move we accept the amendment to furlough policy 4.3.
Second.
Concur.
Okay, item 2B, Ms. Jackson.
Thank you, Chairman. Our beloved general counsel, and I won't mention any names, we all know who she is, has advised that she is retiring effective August the 9th. The position of general counsel is appointed by the commission pursuant to NRS 703.164. As a result, the commission must decide how it wishes to pursue filling the vacancy. This morning, hopefully you all received the revised document to your briefing materials, and I would like to go ahead and work from those. And if we could, I'd like to start with the class spec, which should be the first page of those documents. I've made one change to the class spec, and that was just in the definition of the class. I inserted the words executive director. And that is tracked changes so that you can reference it. The class spec essentially sets forth the job expectations as well as the necessary skills and minimum qualifications. Ms. Cohen, Ms. Scott, and myself have all prepared this draft for your consideration, and we believe that it gives a good general description of the type of work that the general counsel would be expected to perform. Does the commission have any changes or wish to discuss the class steps?
I have one under skills required. Mm-hmm. I just thought that towards the second line of the first sentence, and it starts collaboration with commissioners.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to insert the executive director?
Oh, I would love to.
I'm sure you would. That's the only on comment I had on this.
Now, I had a question with regards to minimum qualifications
mm-hmm.
and trial experience. What's the thought on trial experience? Does that include appearing before the commission or court or both?
You know, I think the idea was court experience. We could certainly specify if you think it might be better said by breaking it out to include, you know, specific experience. But our thought was the court experience.
Yeah, I actually had that down as on my list, too, because I don't necessarily know in all the years I've been here that this is actually at trial. So I'm wondering if maybe courtroom experience might be more explanatory for folks applying than trial experience.
Do you also want to require commission you know, testifying or appearing before the commission, putting that in as an MQ would narrow your scope of applicants. So that's what I was thinking, is that you would either have someone who had court experience, or potentially someone who had experience at the commission, but, I mean, it has to be one or the other, and in my opinion, both would be ideal.
Should we quasi-judicial?
Well, now that we have two tickets to paradise.
Linda's providing entertainment today.
Yeah, it's about, we'll tell you who it was.
Oh, we know, we can see.
I just prefer it to be broader so that we don't, it's more, so we have more opportunity for more applicants. I wouldn't want this to be, they might be strong in one aspect but not another, and I would rather have the selection committee weigh those different experiences.
I agree. I mean, one of the things that I wanted to try to practice, I actually, all of my courtroom experience occurred in front of tax accountants learning and in front of the public service commission. Never, really not much that, I did some stuff in court, but, you know, a lot of the litigation experience you get in private practice is much less than you in
Would litigation experience be more encompassing?
Mm-hmm. I like that better.
Yep.
Does that work for you, Chairman, the litigation experience in lieu of trial?
Absolutely. In fact, the word I have back here is litigation.
Perfect.
Sounds good. The only other thing that I would suggest is we've got a skill required about the second sentence. It says, must be able to work with a broad range of people without laying personal hands and positions or positions in front. And I'm wondering if the language, if instead of using without laying personal hands or positions in front, we use must be able to work with a broad range of people and objectively engage in work procedures, products, and processes.
Can you just repeat your change for me?
You bet. So I'm going to take out the words without letting personal opinion or influence and insert and effectively engage in work procedures, products, and processes.
I think you first said objectively.
Yeah. Yes, she did. She did.
Which I think is better because I think that, yeah, well, you would want to be effective and objective, but I think the point was to be objective.
I'd say effective or objective.
Objective.
Okay. All right. Must be able to work with a broad range of people and objectively engage in the procedures, products, or processes.
Got it.
And I think that that's also, yes. That's all I had, I think. And I know that Ms. Jackson has, for the recruitment appointment process, two different possibilities. I think that the second one is probably the one that's going to garner us the most participation, the most resumes. I think the number of people, certainly if we get external candidates, are going to be a little bit leery of having their information out there too early in our process and make little free participation from external candidates.
And if we could just back up to the first part of the recruitment announcement, and just start there, and then we'll go ahead and get to the recruitment appointment process. But first, I just want to make sure that the commission agrees with doing an open competitive recruitment. That's what I'm recommending here, and that essentially allows all qualified candidates to apply. So that would include internal, external. Anyone that's qualified could apply for the position.
Absolutely.
Is that okay? Okay. And then moving on where it says recruiting for, The commission needs to decide the location of the position. So do you want the location to be Carson City? Do you want it to be Las Vegas? Or do you want it to be best candidate regardless of location?
I prefer best candidate.
I think that's right.
I generally agree with that, but if there, if the general counsel is going to act as a liaison with the legislature, I mean, that's something that we can address on a fiscally, but it would be that presence in Carson would be helpful, but I'd rather get the best person than do that, so that's fine.
Best candidate?
Best candidate.
Okay.
Can we go back to the pay?
Yeah.
That was just for you, Jen. Sorry.
I knew. Thank you. Thank you, Commissioner. I did it.
Okay. And then, you know, moving on, I'll go ahead and make the changes from the class spec and roll those into this recruitment notice. We also have supplemental questionnaire, and we have added in 8 questions. Would the commission like to change any of those questions, add any, remove any? And these would be a mandatory submittal with the resume. So they would need to respond in writing to these questions.
Just with number 5, you probably want to strike trial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll do that.
Do you want to have a question about collaboration?
That is something that, and if the commission decides to go with the selection committee, that could be an interview question.
Okay. All right. Never mind.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea, but I think we want people to read how they respond. There's no INT.
Okay, so anything else with respect to the questions?
I do.
Okay. So, Chairman, you had indicated your preference would be to proceed with the selection committee. If the commission would like to do that, we'd need to know who you would like to serve on the selection committee. I would recommend at least 3. And then we would also need to know how many finalists you would like the selection committee to bring back for the commission's consideration. And again, this is if the 2 of you agree with the selection committee process in lieu of the commission handling the recruitment.
I prefer the selection committee process.
I agree.
Okay. So who would you like to serve on your selection committee?
I would suggest Jan if she's available. I think Don LaMojo and Ms. Jackson. That's my thought, because I like to torture Mr. LaMojo as much as possible.
And he's not in here,
I know.
So this will be a pleasant surprise.
Do you want to have Don or Emery?
Well, he's not going to actually be here on July 11th. So that's that day of the tour for...
No, that's the 10th, isn't it?
No, they leave the Wednesday.
The 11th. Oh, okay. And this date is not firm. It would certainly be a date that the selection committee would be available. We do want to put the date, though, in the recruitment so that those applying know when the interviews would be conducted. Certainly, if there's an applicant that couldn't do it on whatever date we settle on, you know, we'd work with that individual if it was somebody that we were planning to interview.
Okay.
So if Mr. Lamojo is gone the 11th, we would either need to go with another selection committee member, or we could move the date.
And Commissioner Noble just suggested Anne Marie as well, and I think Anne Marie has pretty good judgment. Most days.
But I don't know. I think John would be great no matter what he did, but I don't know if he had plans on applying for the job too. So.
Yeah. That would be a problem.
Maybe to avoid that, I would suggest Crystal Jan Emery.
Chairman, does that meet with your approval?
Yes.
And then we would have our personnel officer assist us in the process and be in attendance for the interview.
Okay. Do you need to note on the interview that that it may be flexible depending on schedules?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, because I'd hate to lose a possible applicant because they've got travel out of the country and they just it's just not going to work.
We will go to them. We are very accommodating. Okay, so the last part of this, we do have some required information that they would also be required to submit. A cover letter, obviously their resume, the supplemental questionnaire that we just talked about, a recent unedited and applicant-authored writing sample, professional references, and then we also have an open public meeting notice. And in this instance, the second one in your packet would be applicable. This notice, really, it's not required by law, but we think in an abundance of caution, it will ensure that the qualified applicants are notified that their resumes and additional required information would become part of the public record.
If they are selected by the selection committee.
That's correct.
Okay. But not before then.
Correct. Right. So what will happen is the resumes will come in. The selection committee will look at those with the personnel officer to determine whether or not they meet the MQs. If they meet the MQs, then they will go into the pile to be viewed by the selection committee to determine whether or not they'll be interviewed. Interviews will be conducted hopefully on or around July the 11th, and we would expect to come back to the commission at the agenda that's already scheduled for July 16th. So I think the only thing left is we would like to know how many finalists you would like to have for your recommendation at that agenda. And my thought is two. And they wouldn't be ranked. We wouldn't rank them first and second. We would give two names with all of the supporting information. And you would appoint from those two or not. You'd still have the option to reject.
I think two is reasonable. One, it doesn't give us a choice. Three makes becomes complicated voting-wise. Then we'd have to rank, and so we might not. So I think two seems reasonable to me.
That's fine with me.
Assuming we have two people. why don't we say no more than two?
Perfect. Very good.
So on the interview stuff we've got that we conduct the interviews on Thursday, July 11th. You might want to put on or like on or around.
Yes.
So you have to move
on. Absolutely. And did I miss anything?
No.
I believe that covers it for item 2B.
Okay. Any other questions or comments?
Nope.
I have none.
Okay. And I would move we accept the process and the documentation for 2B as modified discussed today.
Second.
Concur.
Item 3A is time for comments in public. Anybody have anything to say?
No one's coming forward.
Okay, anyone want to say again? Nobody's coming forward. We're here.